Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
I might come back to some more texts about Suzanne Crowe in a while, but just two very short ones. I would find Suzanne's job impossible, bless her, says Eddie. And someone else says, that is the essence of hope. It's always there, no matter what happens. It keeps you going. Okay, so as we reluctantly start packing away our summer gear, we're going to get some fashion advice for autumn, or fall, as I refer to it, the fall season. Stylist Cathy O'Connor, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Cathy, we're not going to be too boring or sensible here now, but we will focus kind of on what is wearable for people. And also, I think it's important to remember, clothes for the lives we actually live. Because we sometimes buy clothes for a life we don't have, don't we?
Well, Brendan, you're absolutely right. And I suppose what we're fed is catwalk images. And by the very nature of catwalk images, they are the things that are going to grab attention. They're going to get the photos in the newspaper. But they're not. It comes back to being translated absolutely into what we're going to wear on an everyday basis. So it's there as a point of inspiration, but not necessarily as a tear it out of the magazine and wear it head to toe.
Okay. So take the essence of these things. So, okay, let's start with women then. Sleek tailoring still very in this year. And that is kind of wearable and easy for most people, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Brendan. And I think that tailoring really is one of the indicators of the spirit of the season.
Right.
Last season for autumn winter, we had oversized jackets, very masculine, really exaggerated shoulders. Baggy was like the pinstripe suit. And now we're looking at a more feminine silhouette, still with that sleekness, but on a focus on a waist. And kind of Givenchy and Tom Ford would be great references of this really quite sophisticated feminine style.
Okay, but and the high street will have Givenchy and Tom Ford knocked out
by tomorrow,
as quick as we can get
by
there.
Tomorrow, so yeah.
Look at the pictures from them and then go into the shop.
Exactly
what you
right.
Want.
Yeah.
And can anyone wear that?
They can, absolutely. And I think what's great about tailoring is that it's really good as giving you a flattering silhouette, because generally it's got a strong shoulder line. You can go as tailored as you want, just in terms of that focus on the waist. But again, it just gives you a really good starting point.
Okay. On the other hand then, frumpy fashion, tell me about that.
Well, do you know, granny chic is never too far
from
our reach.
Yeah.
And so this season what we're seeing, and according to Vogue, this is a real kind of offering in terms of that AI perfectionist that we've been looking at. So granny chic is about a mishmash of style. It's about check skirts that are midi length. It's about strange kind of argyle knitwear, messy beehives, slightly 50s kind of inspired cloche hats. But it's a very individual individual kind of influence that you can kind of wear this in your own way. And
do you
really
need to know what you're doing with that now?
You always do. So these things that seem like, oh, I just threw this on,
there
honest to God.
There are invisible rules, yeah.
Exactly. But you know, Brendan, I think that one of the things with style is that there's a mathematical formula. The more effort you put into thinking or considering your style, the better your style is going to be. This is not magic. People who are super stylish tend to really think about it.
Okay. But then look as if they haven't made
exactly. It's that effortless. Okay. Oh, I just threw this on. Yeah. You're going, okay. You lie.
So you know the way the revivals catch up with us all eventually, right? So the kind of 90s and the noughties are still kind of around as style references this season. Preppy is back again. It's like the ska revival preppy every few years.
Exactly.
So if you know the rule, if you're around the first time, you can't wear the revival then. I think a lot of people are hitting a wall there now with the 90s and 2000s.
Well, Brendan, absolutely. And I guess at one point that rule might have been applicable. But now, because fashion moves so relentlessly quickly, if you're going to adhere to that rule, you're going to have very few choices to wear. And I think what happens with fashion is that it looks towards the past, gets inspired by retro, but there's always a contemporary take. So, for example, cargo pants are really back in terms of baggy pants, but what we've got is them worn with a higher waist. We have kind of tracksuits that, you know, you remember Will Smith Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
yeah.
You know, but again, it's kind of different combinations of colours, different fabrics that are used. So it's there, but it's always got a contemporary twist that allows us wear it in a more contemporary way.
Yeah, I sometimes watch old Top of the Pops to switch off, and I saw All Saints. Remember, they used to have the parachute baggy Maharishi pants, I think. And I thought they could be around now, like.
Well,
exactly. The kids walking down the road
100%.
Now.
100%. And now what you've got is you have those cargo pants, but they've just got a higher waist,
okay.
A little less long. And that's the contemporary take.
And in terms of jeans then, and the higher waist, particularly on women, has been the thing now for a while.
Thanks be to God. Can I just say, as a woman
really,
with hips,
yeah,
thanks be to God.
And what are barrel leg jeans then? Are they the new mom jeans or whatever?
Barrel leg, if you think of Charlie Chaplin, and that is the barrel leg shape, those kind of trousers that he used to wear. But you know, Brendan, with all of these things, it's really about personal style. It's about looking at the trends, choosing what you're going to incorporate into your personal style,
okay.
And making it work.
Look, people want to know, like, should I be buying a baggy pair of jeans right now or a straight pair, or are skinny ones going to come back? I know we tend to be behind it in Ireland, like that. Skinny had come and gone, and we were still in boot cuts, the men. But you know what I mean? Like,
no, give them up, guide.
Some of the jeans look kind of comically baggy at this stage. Like,
no, they are absolutely. And so you're right. If you want fashion as opposed to style, because they're not necessarily the same prospect, skinny jeans are, I think they'll always be in, but now we're wearing them with high knee boots in that way. If you want to go for baggy, what you're looking for is something that's going to be proportionate, because very often they're designed for kind of taller people. You want to get them, always look at something so you are wearing it and it is not wearing it.
Okay. It is
not wearing you.
So give people a good tip on the proportionate thing.
Honestly, when you put them on, when you look at yourself in the mirror, does it look like you're wearing them or they are wearing you? So if you want to go for baggies, by all means do, but choose fabric that's soft and fluid so they don't look like clown trousers. The more stiff the fabric is, then they will have a structure.
I didn't want to mention clown pants. Yeah. Okay.
We've done it.
They should drape and hang.
Exactly. Yeah. A softer fabric is going to be a better option.
Okay. What's a good pair of runners now? If a woman, a pair of runners, like, people will tend to buy them once or twice a year. So they could afford to, like, that could be a fashion choice, couldn't it? A seasonal fashion choice. So what would you buy right now?
Absolutely. And, you know, trainers, I think because comfort has been so, is so much part of our choices, trainers have moved from being comfortable into real fashion statements. So we've got kind of retro ones like Adidas, Sambas, Puma are doing ones that are really great. We've got leopard print. We've got Miu Miu and New Balance did a collaboration where they've got suede trainers. We got trainers that don't have laces. They're slightly Mary Jane style. So trainers now are a real fashion statement, and the trainers you choose can say a lot about your style.
And so if you want to go that one step up from a trainer to slightly smarter, what kind of a shoe?
So
you're buying one pair.
Okay, Grant,
I
would recommend, if you want to go with suede, that's really going to elevate it. And any trainers that don't have laces on them become less trainers and more shoes.
Okay. Athleisure is still good to go, is it?
It is. Sadly, it is, Brendan. And I think our obsession.
Sadly.
Yeah, I tell you, what I find with people now is that they're driven so much by comfort. They always say, oh, I want to be comfortable. And it's as if it's either comfort or corsets. For the love of God, I mean, everything is now comfortable because there's spandex, there's elastin in almost all our choices. So it doesn't mean that if you want to be stylish that you have to give up comfort. And I think it's about how you show up in the world. It's how you want to represent yourself. And there's ways of being comfortable but still looking stylish.
I think if you get kind of slightly better quality athleisure can help. Like, because you see, we're not used to spending money on that kind of thing. So people just buy the real bottom of the barrel. But even if you go up a notch from that, it can smarten up that athleisure look, can't it?
100%, Brendan. Or what you can do is wear athleisure wear, but maybe wear it with a tailored jacket. There's ways
okay.
of kind of
okay.
elevating it so it's not so basic. And I think when you're wearing that kind of style, I think you just feel better.
Okay, let's give the men a look in for a minute.
Yeah.
I think men get stuck in, right, whatever they thought suited them at a particular point in their life. So my rule now is that I can get at least every 10 years every man needs to have a look, a long, hard look at himself and maybe just re-up, tidy it up, clean it up a little bit, because, you know, when you're 50, 60, the shabbier look might not always work. So let's take a man hitting his 40s, right? And he wants to kind of just move up a bit from jeans, runners, a casual top. Doesn't want to hit kind of Alan Partridge sports casual. Like, where's our middle ground there?
So the first thing I'm going to start with is grooming. It's about healthy skin, a decent haircut, clean nails. That alone will really
That's the first thing people are going to notice.
Honestly, I think so. Right. It's just kind of like fairly basic, but just taking a bit of time.
Okay, clean yourself up.
And therefore looking healthier. So what we've got is always a bit of a tailored jacket can always look good with chinos. So there are kind of staples. We've got kind of loafers instead of trainers. We've got a camel jacket. We've got turtlenecks worn with trousers. There's ways of still having those beautiful basics, but just wearing them in combinations that are a little bit more elevated.
Okay. And are chinos the only next step beyond jeans?
And I think jeans, if you go with dark denim, nothing with a
dark
wash.
Clean denim.
Clean denim, exactly. Yeah. They can look super smart, not boot cut. Can we just say again, not boot cut?
Okay, not boot cut. So for men now, is it just a straight down jean?
It's a slimmer kind of silhouette in that kind of way.
But dark denim is not the skinny.
No, skinny are really hard to pull off, I think. And yeah,
stop everyone for about 10 years, but yes.
And then you've got the phone mark in the pocket and the wallet and the whole thing is lost. Give it up, guys.
Should men just figure out a uniform that suits them and just go? Because I think most men, particularly as you get older, you don't want people to notice your clothes. Like, you just want to kind of just, you know,
well,
not offend with them.
But I suppose, Brendan, I would look at it slightly different in that for me, style is all about how you show up in the world. It's about things that really say something about who you are.
Okay.
And if what you're saying is, I am safe, I'm subdued, then you choose things like that. If you want to attract attention, there's ways of introducing colour print to whatever level that you want. So I think invisibility doesn't work for any of us. We're all visible, and the more visible we are to ourselves, the better it is.
Okay. What's the one item that everyone could get to update their wardrobe right now?
Attitude.
It is
about owning your own style unashamedly, wearing what you want to wear and showing up in the world in that way.
Absolutely. So then that's about confidence, really, isn't it? So if you're gonna wear something, be confident about how you're wearing it. And equally then, I suppose, buy stuff that makes you feel confident, yeah?
100%. But that confidence comes from asking yourself questions about how do I want to show up in the world? So it doesn't come from
God, right.
So you have to ask yourself,
who am I?
Who am I? Exactly. There's whole levels to this, friend, and I tell you.
We only wanted high street recommendations for the fall, and now you send people into a spiral of who am I? Okay. Forget trends, wear what suits you. Following fashion blindly is like fast fashion, says Kathleen. And I think that's
Amen to that, Kathleen.
That is Cathy O'Connor. Thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.